Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? We shall shout for joy loudly, for we are the closest and the nearest with the Lord. He has dwelled in our hearts. He already has a name when he came into the world. His name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. We may not know how to read or don't know how to sing the hymn or read the Bible. I can still enjoy the Lord very much. What I need most is the presence of the Lord and his closeness with me. And his name is a promise that he is with me. It is much better now. He is dwelling in my heart to be united with me. And this is the greatest blessing. This is the most glorious reality. I give thanks to the Lord who reminded me this morning. He liked me to focus on him but nothing else. For he is the most important. It is not the Bible that gives me the enjoyment of this boundless love. It is not the hymn, but he is right beside me. He has united with me in one spirit. There is a hymn in Hymnal 2, Song 78, One Spirit with the Lord. This is the incomparable blessing and happiness in our life. We can dwell with him every day, and we're so close with him. We and the Lord will not split even for a while. It is so treasurable, isn't it? Our union with the Lord surpasses all kinds of union, including the branches with the vine. Our union with the Lord is beyond head and body. We are united with the Lord and are full of life and vitality. It is the union of love. It is incomparable. Hence, I hope when we draw near to the Lord, not to focus on what hymn you will sing or what verse you will read. The focus on the Lord is with you at this moment. He is loving you deeply. You shall enjoy his name. His name is Emmanuel. Let us sing him in the Hymnal 2, Song 78, One Spirit with the Lord.
Deeper union than the branches with the wine. Deepest union beyond head body tie. One in spirit, no hindrances we draw nigh. He and I as one, what precious bliss of mine. Is now in me to be my glorious life. Day and night supplies my every need inside. He is my drive, nourishes chance for men, guides. Through me his light, glory and love to shine.
I hope you have time to be still and respond to him. Or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to draw near to the Lord face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read the letter to Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 to 20. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the word of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of these you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruits and increasing. And it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learn it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you. asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruits in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Give thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. First of all, I give thanks to the Lord for inspiring me to share the letter to Colossians with you, as we have just finished the letter to Romans. Peter mentioned the mystery of God several times. For instance, in the letter to Romans chapter 11 and the last chapter, chapter 16. Though the whole chapter was about greetings, the mystery of God was mentioned at the end of the letter to Romans chapter 16 twice. The mystery which Paul mentioned referred to the things that was hidden and not revealed throughout the ages in the Old Testament. Yet Paul said, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writing has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. This reminded me of the center of Paul's ministry from the letter to Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 to 29. In addition, he spoke of being a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to him to make the word of God fully known. Verse 26 mentioned that the mystery hidden for ages and generations were now revealed to his saints. The Bible I read with you before was only the letter of Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 to 20, and we didn't read verse 21 to verse 28, and I hope you can finish it when you have time. I was compelled by this passage of scripture to share the letter of Colossians with you, since I was captivated by the mystery of God in the letter to Romans. It makes me think of the letter to Colossians, not only talking about the mysteries of God, but also the mysteries of Christ. Truly, I'd like to continue this inspiration. Hence, I will share it with you, so that everyone can enjoy and understand the word of God. The letter to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 mentioned, to them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This verse speaks of the content of this mystery that concerns you and me. It speaks of the Gentiles and the riches of the glory of the church, which is Christ, who becomes the hope of glory in us. This is not something that can be explained in a few words, what a rich glory we have received. You and I, being the Gentiles, who can have life through the gospel, and we're able to be fellow heirs with the Lord, and are promised to be Abba's dear children. In addition, it is extremely valuable. I believe it is beyond the imagination of angels or man that we're united with Christ forever. He dwells within us and becomes the hope of glory in our hearts. The letter of Paul to the Romans, not just about the need of man for the gospel, and man is justified by faith. I think what Paul was eager to tell us most was the secret in the depth of God's heart. He liked to open the heart of God. He liked to tell us the love dream of God. The secret of God's love dream is us. We need to have the deepest union of love with God. And this is the reason why God likes to save us most. Not only we won't go to hell, but become the children of God, in one spirit with the Lord and be His love. Seems the letter to Colossians are disclosing this secret to us one by one. This is one of the reasons why I'd like to share the letter to Colossians with you. Secondly, there are some similarities between the letter to Colossians and the letter to Romans. Paul had never been to Rome when he wrote the letter to Romans. Likewise, Paul had never been to Colossae when he wrote the letter to Colossians. For we couldn't find any information about Paul starting the church in Colossae. In the letter to Colossians, chapter 1, verse 7 mentioned, he had a fellow servant named Epaphras, and it was Epaphras who told Paul the situation in Colossae. So we guess that Epaphras preached the gospel to the city of Colossae and established the church there. There might also be other reasons that gospel preached to Colossae and Epaphras was inspired by the Holy Spirit to take care of them and help them there. I really appreciate Paul as he was in prison when he wrote the letter to Colossians. There are four books among the letters of Paul, which he wrote while he was in prison. They were the letter to Ephesians, the letter to Philippians, the letter to Colossians, and the letter to Philemon. And Paul was in Rome at that time, and Epaphras went to visit him. Epaphras told Paul about the situation of the brothers and sisters in Colossae and the problems they had encountered. The church in Laodicea also had similar problems. Thus, Paul felt the need to write letters to encourage the brothers and sisters in these two places. And the letter of Paul written to Colossae was also passed on to the church in Laodicea. And the letters written to the church of Laodicea would also be sent to the church of Colossae. Paul himself was in prison and he was suffering. Yet he remembered the need of the church and the needs of individual brothers and sisters. Therefore, he also wrote the letter to Philemon. As you all know, what was the vision of Paul throughout his life? Not only he liked to gain the Lord, he also longed for the church of God to be established. He knew that what God loved most was the church. Christ and the church were the vision and goal in the life of Paul. These two reasons compelled me to share the letter to Colossians with you, which has fascinated me, and I hope it also draws your heart. May you enjoy and see greatly that you're so precious. You are the secret of God and God's mystery of love. At the same time, I hope each of us imitates Paul, that our vision and goal in life are Christ and the church. Even though Paul had never been to the church in Colossae, yet he loved the brothers and sisters in Colossae. Since I have gone through why I chose the letter to Colossians as my sharing to you, let's come back to the letter to Colossians, chapter 1, verse 1 to 20. I'd like to divide this session of the scripture into two parts. The first part is from verse 1 to verse 14, and the second part is from verse 15 to verse 20. I can say verse 1 to verse 14 is the introduction of Paul. He first greets the brothers and sisters in Colossae, praised and pray for them. When I read this scripture, I already felt the gentleness of Paul. He loved the brothers and sisters in Colossae very much. Obviously, the Colossian brothers and sisters had problems with their faith and have deviations in the truth. Even there was a problem in the direction of their pursuing the truth. But Paul greeted and praised them first and mentioned their strengths. He also assured them they were saints and served the Lord faithfully. Verse 2 mentioned, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Paul even praised the Colossians' brothers and sisters for having faith, love, and hope. what a great compliment. As it said that they have faith, hope, and love, let's read verse 4 and verse 5. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of these you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel. I find the praise of Paul was also the praise of the Lord. We don't need to have so many things in our life. The most important thing is that what we do has eternal value in life on earth. So now faith, hope, and love abide. Brothers and sisters, I hope we keep our faith and trust God throughout our lives instead of relying on ourselves. And the foundation of our faith is truth. Thus, we must listen to the truth and act according to the Bible. Besides, may we all hold fast to love God throughout our life, to love brothers and sisters, the church and the world. We're willing to preach the gospel to them. Lastly, we all have to go forward with faith and have the fullness of hope for the eternity to come. So we're willing to suffer and persevere to the end and receive the eternal reward which He prepares for us. Starting from verse 6, I felt Paul was so gentle to imply that the problems of the brothers and sisters in Colossae, which should be correct, the church in Colossae was facing several big problems at that time. Firstly, they were strict in following the ceremony and emphasized the importance of circumcision. That is to say, it was an extraordinary legalism. Secondly, they wrongly believed that some of them practiced asceticism. Instead of focusing on drawing near to God. The more serious problem was that some people worship angels instead of worshipping the Lord. Not knowing the Lord is God, they could not see the glory of Christ. As you can imagine, the problems of the brothers and sisters in the Colossian church were quite serious. Yet Paul was so patient and gentle and explained to them the correct concept step by step and led them to the right path. First of all, Paul reminded them in verse 6, the reason why they were so prosperous was that they had accepted the truth of the gospel and understood the grace of God in order they could prosper. Verse 6 mentioned, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Paul reminded the brothers and sisters in Colossae how they believed in the Lord that day. It was enough to simply accept the grace of God and believe in the gospel. The gospel could bear fruit and increase as such. There is not necessary to add rituals or to be abstinent and worship angels. Truly, Paul liked them to go back to the origin of simply believing and trusting God. What they have learned in the past should be continued. Thus, Paul said in verse 7, just as you learn it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, it is also a reminder to us, which was so simple when we first believed. Just believe and accept that then we could enjoy and be able to bear fruit. We could grow and progress quickly. Yet, when the process of our growth is getting more and more complicated, many things were added in. We forgot what it's like in the beginning. We lost the pure love for the Lord when we first believed. There is less time to draw close to the Lord. We have less prayer and trust in God. There is less chance of knowing and understanding God. There are the reasons why many Christians backslide. Many brothers and sisters were very good when they first believed the Lord. Thus, we all have to be careful and we all have to be alert. We have to remind ourselves from time to time to love the Lord with a pure heart. Simply love the Lord and trust in Him. Don't flatter yourself. We shall pray for ourselves and pray to the Holy Spirit to open our eyes and protect us so that our hearts know God and His will continually. Paul prayed for the brothers and sisters in Colossae. When he learned about the situation of the brothers and sisters in Colossae from Epaphras, Paul said in verse 9 to verse 11, And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruits in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. It's so precious that Paul and his fellow servants pray for the brothers and sisters in Colossae. You see, those were the most important things, which include all their needs. After reading this prayer, I was telling myself that I'll have to do the same prayer for myself. I shall gain the most important things, knowing the will of God in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, as I have the right direction to go, which I won't go astray. I won't be misled by the devil, the world, and those wrong principles. It is so crucial to be aware fully of the will of God. We have to know about the heart of God and what He wants most. We need to know that God has high expectations and love for us. We must also pray for ourselves and walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him. How can we be fully pleasing to Him? And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Hence, we must believe in God, trust in God, believe in the Lord's love, believe in His plan, and believe in His heart for us. Paul said, fully pleasing to Him. That is to say, truly, we can please God in everything we do, as long as we draw close to Him, trust in Him, and believe in Him. I won't go into detail. Not only I encourage myself to pray for myself, I also encourage you to pray before God this way. Definitely, the Lord will answer your prayer. You will know more about God and be strengthened with all power for all endurance and patience with joy, even encountering hardships. Each of us will be more glorious, for the Lord dwells in our hearts. Surely He will strengthen us. He is living, and He will walk on the path of life with us. We will live happiest in fulfilling His will on earth with His presence and wait for His glorious coming. Lastly, let me share with you verse 15 to verse 20. These six verses in the scripture were mainly solving the problems of the brothers and sisters in Colossae, and the identity of the Lord Jesus Christ was mentioned. Firstly, Paul spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the beloved Son of God. He is the firstborn of all creations. He is God and irreplaceable. And verse 16 to verse 17 were about the relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and the creation and all things. In fact, for by Him all things were created. All things are created through Him and for Him. Here Paul said, and He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. Angels were the creation. They were created by the Lord Jesus and created through the Lord Jesus. They all exist for the Lord Jesus and His will. Hence, it's said that the Lord Jesus is far above the angels and is more glorious than the angels. Man should worship Christ, but not angels. And verse 18 to verse 20 are about the relationship between Christ and the church. The third level of relationship. Christ has the greatest relationship with every brothers and sisters. He is the head of the body of the church. He is the head of the church. He is risen from the dead, and He should be in the first. And the blood shed by the Lord Jesus on the cross took away all our sins. He was raised from the dead. We have made peace with God. We are innocent, and we can come to God. The Lord has accomplished everything and made peace. Paul made known to the brothers and sisters in Colossae that they had no sin. It was unnecessary for them to rely on works and keep the law. They didn't need to rely on those rituals to win God's favor and return to God. Every one of us can come before God boldly, for we have made peace with God. God is our Father. Paul also revealed to the brothers and sisters in Colossae that the pursuit of holiness cannot be achieved through asceticism. This is not the life of Christians. The speech of Paul made known to the brothers and sisters the way to pursue God and to get close to Him is to live in the Lord. For in Him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In fact, Abba puts all the best things in the Lord. Then how can we get them? Let us come before the Lord. To enjoy the Lord is to enjoy all the fullness of the Father. Therefore, drawing close to the Lord and coming before the Lord daily is the only way of pursuit. There are no shortcuts or other ways. If you and I like to be with God closely, remember to come before God through faith and enjoy the Lord and His love for us. For this is the only way. Although I have many impressions and experience, but due to the limited time, I have to finish with my sharing. May the Lord teach you personally. If you can come before the Lord and get close to Him alone, surely He will speak to you. May the Lord bless you.